All right, we've got some interesting items for you today. Welcome to the Daily News Update for Tuesday, November 11th, 2020. Mike Adams here from naturalnews.com. You know, yesterday, Mark Esper was fired, the Secretary of Defense. And as I mentioned in yesterday's update, that's because Trump is cleaning house at the DOD in anticipation of needing to use the military to invoke the Insurrection Act, perhaps, or the 14th Amendment, and arrest the traitors. Now, today we have even more evidence that this is exactly what is underway. We have more house cleaning at the DOD, more people leaving, more people being fired, and others rumored to be on the way out as well. Trump is cleaning house at the DOD, draining the swamp and putting patriots in place. And now the mainstream media is complaining that, oh, Trump might do tremendous damage in the next 70 days, and he's a risk to national security. They completely forget that Obama, in his last 75 days or so, was busy signing secret orders to set up the Trump campaign for illegal surveillance with the FISA warrants and the corrupt FBI and James Comey and John Brennan and all that, right? Obama was damaging the country in the last 70 plus days. But of course, they don't see it that way. They justify every crime if it's done by a Democrat, right? Election rigging, totally okay with the left as long as their candidate wins. Same thing with rigging the intelligence community and secret surveillance on American citizens. As long as they're throwing Trump's people in jail, they don't care. But there's even more evidence that something big is about to happen. It's that John Brennan, the treasonous Barack Obama holdover, John Brennan is out there now screaming that Trump has to be removed from power immediately under the 25th Amendment. And he's saying that Trump isn't following President-elect Biden's suggestions right now. Like Trump is supposed to now answer to Biden? I don't remember the media saying that Obama was supposed to answer to Trump when Trump was elected in 2016. No, they said Obama is fully in charge until January 20th, remember? But now that they think that Biden has been elected, which is far from over, by the way, we'll talk about that in a minute, they say Trump should take orders from Biden. It's insane. But John Brennan is desperate to remove Trump from power. And there are a couple of reasons why. I mean, they want him out now. It's like Keith Olbermann said, arrest him now, remove him from the White House now. Nancy Pelosi, we'll have to drag him out of the White House and fumigate. You know, these people are insane. Why? Why do they need Trump gone before January 20th? There are two answers. Number one, Trump can invoke the Insurrection Act. And it looks like he's planning to do that if the efforts in the courts fail. Because there's so much evidence of organized voter fraud, that is willful fraud, that altered the outcome of the election in swing states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and so on. So much evidence, overwhelming evidence. You're going to see more of it over the next few days. That if this is heard by an honest court, the outcome in those states will be overturned and the election will go to Trump. So they have to stop Trump from fighting it because they don't want to be caught and they don't want it to be overturned. But secondly, Trump could also, in the next 70 days, he could do a declassification data dump. He could dump a bunch of currently classified documents that would expose the total criminality of the Clintons, of people like Brennan and James Comey, corrupt senators and other members of Congress and so on. He could dump all kinds of currently classified files. And he, as the president, has the power to declassify anything he wants. And so he could really expose the deep state on his way out, even if he loses the court battle and even if he decides not to invoke the Insurrection Act. He could dump all these documents and just completely blow apart. I mean, probably documents about communist China running puppet Joe Biden and the Biden crime family, for example. He could dump all that and utterly expose the fraud and criminality and treason of the incoming Democrats who would be taking power. So Brennan is desperately trying to get Trump out of office in order to stop that. And all of this points to the fact that Trump still has the power. Trump is still in charge, no matter what, for the next 70 days or so. And as long as he is fighting, we believe he will be victorious in court because we already have the Supreme Court ruling on Pennsylvania to say, well, I should say Alito from the Supreme Court saying, hey, set aside all the ballots that were received after 8 p.m. Why would he order those to be set aside? Because he expects a challenge to come up to the Supreme Court, and they may have to invalidate all those votes because they violate the Constitution of the state of Pennsylvania, not to mention the Constitution of the United States. They violate both. And so those, if the court upholds the rule of law, those votes must, by definition, be ruled invalid. And the same thing is true for Michigan and Wisconsin. And all these states, all these swing states, you know, they magically coordinated shutdowns on election night to claim they were no longer counting. And then in the middle of the night, hundreds of thousands of new votes magically appear for Joe Biden, 100% for Biden, which is statistically impossible. So it was coordinated fraud. They knew exactly what they were doing. It was, in fact, a conspiracy to steal the election. And the proof is right in front of us. So this is all going to come out in court, which is why I expect the courts will overturn this. Now, if the courts don't overturn it, remember, Trump has a valid justification to invoke the Insurrection Act. If Trump says, well, look, this was a coup, an illegal coup carried out against the United States by entities under the influence of communist China, and this was coordinated fraud, you know, ballot fraud, hacking of the election voting software systems, and so on, Dominion, Hammer, scorecard. If he's got the evidence, he can present that evidence and say, this was an illegal insurrection, and it is time to arrest those who carried it out, and it is time to nullify the electoral votes from those states that aided and abetted this act of rebellion. And that's where the 14th Amendment comes in, Section 2. Remember, Trump can declare an insurrection, and he can strip from the electoral votes states like California. It's all described in the 14th Amendment, Section 2. It's all there. And why was it written there? Oh, because we went through something like this before. It was called the Civil War. The Civil War. And after the Civil War is when they passed the 14th Amendment. And at that time, the states ratified this, and all the lawmakers said, well, we can't have rebellious states overriding our votes. We can't have states that are engaged in an act of rebellion taking over Washington, D.C. And that's why they wrote that in there. And it's been part of our Constitution ever since. It was like, what year was that? 1860, it was after 1865 that the 14th Amendment was written. I think it was 1867 or 69, something like that is when it was actually written. I'd have to go back and check. But right around that time, a few years after the Civil War. So this is another defensive weapon that Trump can use to defend this republic. Trump has many options remaining, but they all require that he stay in power. And this is why Brennan and others are trying to get him out as quickly as possible. So keep the faith, folks. This is a strong indication that Trump is not giving in. And Trump has just different levels of, you know, hierarchy that he can go to. First, try it in the courts. If the courts fail, he can go to the state legislatures in the swing states. But those are probably a bunch of spineless GOP jellyfish who are not going to do anything to stand up for their country, you know, because the GOP is a bunch of spineless cowards for the most part. So Trump can then take it to the next step, which is the Insurrection Act. And then the next step, which is the 14th Amendment. But in order to do this, he's got to be in power and he's got to have the Department of Defense on his side. Why do you think Trump agreed to massive military funding in 2018 and 2017? Massive money, because he had to keep the military on his side. Basically, you're paying them off. You're keeping them fat and happy at the trough, like a bunch of blood-sucking parasites who are paying money to their weapons manufacturing friends and consultants. They're all making money, like a bunch of money hogs. But that keeps them on his side, you see. That's what you do. You got to buy them off. And that's what he did with massive military spending. So now, much of the Pentagon is now under his control, now that he's got rid of Esper and is getting rid of other swamp creatures who are standing in his way. This tells me Trump is about to do something big. It will very likely involve the military, and I suspect it will involve domestic deployment of the military. This is not 100% certain, but it is one of the scenarios. I think Trump will give it time in the courts first. So for the next 30 days or so, all the way up to December 14th, that's a little over 30 days, I think the military option is not going to be on the table. It's going to be the court focus, you know, for 34 days or whatever it is. After that, it's military options. So keep that in mind in terms of your timetable and your planning. And use this time right now, this lull in the storm, this time when the left isn't burning down cities because they think Biden has won. Use this time wisely to get prepared. Continue your preparedness. It's going to be critical. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Be sure to check, of course, naturalnews.com. Oh, I got to mention, stopthesteelcaravan.com. This is Owen Schroyer driving the caravan, stopping from city to city. He's going to Tallahassee, Florida. He's going to the state capitals of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and then Washington, D.C. this Friday and Saturday. And there's a massive rally Saturday in D.C. You can find out about that. The Gateway Pundit is covering it. InfoWars is covering it. You can also go to stopthesteelcaravan.com to check that out. We need a lot of people to come out and join these rallies in those states. So if you are in any of those states and you can make it to the Capitol, you know, gas up the car and make a day of it, then get out there. We need to show this backdrop of public support. And of course, all the big tech outlets and platforms are censoring any announcements of these rallies. I mean, that's how vicious they are. They're censoring announcements of the rallies to support President Trump. It's unreal. I mean, they're just total criminals, the tech giants are. But check that out, support that, spread the word. Join me on brighteon.social. And we are in this fight, folks. We are in the court fight for the next 35 days or so. And then we are in perhaps an insurrection fight after that. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening.